And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 16th of August, 2014. It's the anniversary of the great geomagnetic storm of 1989, which particularly affected computers across Canada and which shut down the stock market in Toronto when the primary and backup computer systems at the stock exchange failed one right after the other. A geomagnetic storm caused by an increase in solar flares, which in turn produced a CME, a coronal mass ejection, high levels of solar radiation toward the Earth, which affected microchips and caused computer problems across North America. A similar storm the previous March had taken out the Hydro-Quebec power grid. Now that scientists are aware of the effects of geomagnetic storms, they monitor solar activity and keep an eye out for these events, which usually take about a day and a half to reach our atmosphere, a lead time that allows them to take power grids and satellites offline, protect them from permanent damage. It's the birthday of Charles Bukowski, born Andernach, Germany, 1920. His father, an American soldier, his mother was German. They moved to Los Angeles. The boy grew up there, scrawny kid, frequently attacked by bullies. Published his first book of poetry, 1959, entitled Flower, Fist, and Bestial Wail. Charles Bukowski, who said, "Bad luck for the young poet would be a rich father, an early marriage, an early success, or the ability to do anything well." It was on this day, 1896, gold was discovered in the Yukon Territory in Canada, and the Klondike Gold Rush was on. Three miners found the gold in Rabbit Creek near Dawson. Word spread among the locals. People came in to stake claims. But it took a long time for the news to reach Seattle and San Francisco. It took almost a year. But when it did, 100,000 people set off for the Yukon to try to make their fortunes. A few thousand of them struck it rich, and the rest got nothing. Famous photographs of long lines of prospectors and their pack animals trekking over the snowy mountains, all of them heavy laden because Canada required anyone coming in to bring a year's supply of provisions. And it's the birthday of the fantasy author Diana Wynne Jones, London, 1934, wrote nearly 40 books, mostly for young readers, best known for her series The Chronicles of Crestomancy. Here's a poem for today by Joshua Mohegan, entitled At Home, with an inscription, a quote from Thoreau, "Very few are able to tell exactly what their houses cost." This is my lawn. I planted it, I grew it, and I work hard, ensuring it's attractive. I keep it clear of every type of pest. I rake it, and I mow it. I see to it that no stray dogs stray here. It keeps me active. God sends the sunshine, and I do the rest. That is my fence, where I go lean to eavesdrop. Outside of my own thoughts, I hear the quiet of many smaller creatures barely moving. In the fall, sometimes I can hear the leaves drop. My land is mine. I have worked hard to buy it. It's one thing I can always be improving. In it, I find it's easier to find the natural boundary of my heart and mind." A poem by Joshua Mohegan, At Home, from Accepting the Disaster, published by Frere Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.